Starting with Hashem, Hilchas Basa B'Cholav, Shir 4. Simen Pei Zayin, Sif Hei. So the Makor of Sif Hei is the Gemara in Beitza, or otherwise known as Yom Tov, Daf Zayin Amen Aleph. The Gemara is quoted in the Beis Yosef. Let's see inside. The Gemara says, Hashoychet es hatanagoyles u'motza bo beitzen gemurois. If one shechts a chicken, and he finds inside eggs, if they're complete, mutaris le'echlan b'cholav. It's mutar to eat them with milk. Rabbi Yaakov Omer, im hayu ma'uris begidin, asuris. Rabbi Yaakov says that if they are ma'uris begidim, they're asur. So there's 2 points that have to be understood in this Gemara. The first question is, when the Tanna Kamma says gemurois, they're complete, what does gemurois mean? So Rashi says, and the Vavamit Beis, quoted a little further down in the Beis Yosef, Beitzim gemurois va'afilu b'loi klipa levana, they're complete and even without the white shell, ala shehachel moin levadei gomor, but the yolk is complete. There's 2 parts of the egg, there's the chelmon, the yolk, and the chelbon, the white. Very easy to remember, chelbon at the end is lavon, white. And the other one is chelmon, the yolk. So the Rashi says that once the yolk is complete, it's called complete. And even though it is still mu'ura begidin, the Tanna Kamma holds, then it's mutter to eat it with milk. Now, Yaakov holds, and if it's mu'ura begidin, it's also to eat with milk. That's Rashi's opinion on what gemurois means, but the Rashba holds that gemurois means that both the chelbon, the white, and the chelmon, the yolk, have to be complete in order for it to be eaten with milk. That's the machlekes in the Tanna Kamma. And then when Rav Yaakov says, "Im hayu ma'ureis begidin asurais," we have to understand what does it mean ma'ureis begidin. So Rashi, and of Zayin Amar Aleph, says ma'ureis means mechuboris; they're attached to the chicken. So the Yad Yehuda says that since ma'ureis, according to Rashi, means attached to the chicken, this is what forces Rashi to say that when the Gemara says gemurois, it means only the yolk is complete. Because according to the simple meaning, gemurois should mean is complete. Complete means in all aspects, both the white and the yolk. So why does Rashi say that gemurois means only the yolk is complete? So the Yad Yehuda says, because once the white begins to form, it is no longer attached to the chicken. He explains exactly how the egg is formed. He says that first the eggs are attached to the eshkol, which in English would be the ovary, and when it's attached, the yolk is formed. Then it leaves the eshkol, it is detached from the eshkol, and it goes down into the oviduct, which is like a funnel. And in the oviduct, the albumen, the white is formed. So the white is not formed when it's still attached. Therefore, if you say that mu'uris means it's attached, means according to Rashi, Rabbi Yaakov is more machman than the Chachamim, and he holds that so long it's detached, even if the chelmon is complete, it's still mutter. So the Chachamim have to be a step earlier. So this cannot be when the white is on the egg, because that's after it's detached. Therefore, we have to say when the Tanna Kamma says gemurois, it means that just the yolk is complete. That's the shita of Rashi. And therefore, the Yad Yehuda asks on the Rashba that the Rashba says that both the yolk and the white have to be complete. So it's a question on the Rashba, who also explains mu'uris meaning attached. However, the Beis Yosef understands the Torah that mu'uris means that there are red streaks. This is even in a later stage of the development of the egg. The white has red streaks. If anyone's ever seen a chicken cut open after Shechita that has eggs in it, you'll see that the eggs, up until a very late stage, have red streaks in the eggs. Once I had a neighbor who was learning Shechita, so he took a chicken out to the backyard and shechted the chicken, and then he wanted to do malicha as well. His wife wouldn't let him do it in the house, but one of his neighbors let him do it. So we went to the neighbor's house and we watched him cut open the chickens, and we saw eggs of all sorts of sizes. Just the yolk, and then bigger, whiter eggs with the streaks, and then even complete eggs, and then the eggs with the soft shell, etc. Unfortunately, I did not take pictures at the time, but if anyone gets a hold of a chicken and wouldn't mind cutting it open, you can share some pictures with us. We'd certainly appreciate it. In any case, that's the machlokes between Rashi and the Rajba, and how we understand Mu'us Begidin. That's the sugya. So now let's see the machaber. Beitzim hamnimtzoyim bo'ifois. Eggs that are found in chickens, im hem gemuris, if they're complete, dahainu sheyesh lehem chelboin v'chelmoin, that they have both the white and the yolk complete, afal pi shehi mu'ua begidim, even though their mu'ua begidim, which according to the way the Beis Yosef learns the Torah means that is red streaks, hareza gemura, these are considered complete, umutu le'achla b'cholav, and one may eat the eggs with milk. So now let's see Taz Sifkot Nvov. Taz says, umutu le'achla b'cholav, you can eat them with milk, even though they're mu'ua begidim, V'shal hikshal zeh perak kolabosa simen beiz, the V'shal Yamshal Shloimeh perak kolabosa simen beiz asks, Maishno, mimashakosav ha-Rajba, hevei ha-Tor simen paribov, why is this different from what the Rajba writes, which is brought in the Torah in simen paribov? Behika tanagoyles al znovo, where you hit the chicken on its tail, and the hit caused the egg to come out early, limhoyemu'u begidim habikabosa manachai, that if it's mu'ua begidim, the egg has the din of basa manachai, which is evim manachai. So why if they are mu'us begidim, one is chai for eating them because of evim manachai, but it's still mutter to cook them with milk. If it has the din of basa manachai, then it should be also to cook it with milk. So the Mashal said, "Ze'ein loy meshani hasam de yesh isadai raisa." We can't say it, over there it's different because it's an isadai raisa. The menalan lachalik. Because where do we find to make a difference between Isidur Reis and Isidur Rabbanon? Usually the Rabbanon make their Isurim similar to that of the Reisah. The Tirit to the Marashal answers, V'zeh L'shoinoi, the Mashikosav Le'el, Sholei Negmaru, that what it says before in Simen Pevov Sivdalad, by the egg that was laid prematurely. The Lachov there says that if it's laid prematurely, before the egg was finished, it's mutter, and there's no problem of Ebim and Achai, unless it's Mu'ur B'gidim. So when it says that it's Mutter, the Mashal learns, Hainu Shloi Nigmaru Kol Sorkon, that it's not completely finished, V'afal Pi Sheyesh Lehem Chelmoin V'Chelboin, that if it has the yolk and the white, it's Mutter, even if it's not completely finished. But if it did not have the white yet, then according to the Mashal, it would be Aser, just like it's Aser by Basar B'Cholav. Since it's called Basar v'Basar b'Cholav v'Eivim Menachai, it's also called Basar. And therefore it's Asur, even if it's not Me'uva B'Gidim. But if it has the yolk and the white, it's Mutter, unless it's Me'uva B'Gidim. V'Hiroyi La'echlam b'Cholav, and you can eat this with milk, if it's found in the chicken, Afilo hin Me'uvis B'Gidim. You can eat it with milk, even if it's Me'uvis B'Gidim. So the only difference between the egg laid prematurely and Basar b'Cholav is if it has both the yolk and the white, and it's Mu'ur Begidim. If it's Mu'ur Begidim, it's a mutter to eat it with milk, but if it's laid prematurely, there's an issue of Evim Menachai. Bahatam, so the Mashal explains, Lefi she'ein lahem tam basar klal. The reason it's mutter to eat with milk if it's found in the chicken is because there's no taste of meat at all. Therefore, there's no problem of basar b'cholav. Ochen k'shehikat she'pila kol zman she'hem mu'urim chashuv k'basar menachai v'lav b'tam tal yemilsa. But where the chicken is hit and the egg is laid prematurely, there's an issur of basar menachai, because even though it doesn't taste like milk, since it was a part of the chicken, any part of the chicken has the issur of evim menachai. Ad kan l'shin. That's the mashal. So the task continues. V'kosav al zeh shekol zeh doichek lahalocha. The mashal says that it's doichek lahalocha, that if it's mu'ur begidim, it's mutter. El kol zman shemu'ur begidim choshev kabasar l'chol mili. Rather, any time it's mu'ur begidim, it's called meat regarding everything, and therefore even to cook it with milk would be asur. Because of b'shem arai u'kamaduma, because of b'shem arai, and he writes in the name of the arai, and then goes shiradua, u'kamaduma shenagu hanoshim isur afilu im haklipa chitzena kosher legamri. He brings the minig that any eggs found in a chicken cannot be cooked with milk, even if it's complete with the hard shell. Ve'en lahachman b'zeh elechatchila. However, one only has to be machmer lechatchila, aval b'di'eved kol zman shenigmu haklipa. However, b'di'eved, any time the shell is complete, akfilu b'klum lovam l'chud, even with only the soft shell, sagi, it's enough, ve'en alav din basar klal, and there's no din basar at all, and therefore you can cook it with milk. Hadgal Hashem, that's the mashal. Vayin Leil Siman Ayin Hei, Lein Nemalicha and Basa, Meshach Kasavta, Meshem Mashal. We learned in Siman Ayin Hei that you should salt all eggs found in the chicken, but they should not be salted with other meat. So now let's see the Shach, Sifkot and Tess. The Shach says, Apo Pi, Shehi, Me'uva Begidim. The Dibim is Me'uva Begidim, it's mutter to cook with milk. He asks the same question that the Taz brings from Mashal. Vod de Mashma Leil Siman Pebov Sif Dalid, De Behikat and Golos Al Sanovo, Behitul Beitzim, Taasuus Meshem Eva Manachai, Im Me'uva Begidim. Apo Pi, Shehi, Nigma, Bechelbun, Bechelmoin. We see in Siman Pebov that if you hit the chicken and the eggs come out prematurely, it's also because of every manachai, if it's me'uva begidim, even though the white and the yolk are complete. Alma, even she'me'uva choshev kebasa ha'tanugrigus. So we see, even though it's me'uva begidim, it's still called basa of the chicken. So if it's called basa, why is it mutter to eat with milk if it's me'uva begidim? Shani hachok, de le'inyan basa b'cholav da'oif shehu midur abonon hakelu. Over here, it's different because it's basa b'cholav midur abonon. Since it's only a chicken and milk, the paskin is aser only midur abonon. Therefore, they're more mekel. This is the teretz that the mashal rejected. Inami shani hacha, kivin the chol chad b'fnei atzmai shavi. Another reason we can be mekel over here is since each one is mutter by itself, and only the combination of basa b'cholav makes it aser. Therefore, you can be mekel. Perhaps you can understand this that because since it has a cheskas heter, it started off as being mutter. Therefore, we're mekel, and it doesn't become aser unless it's definitely meat. But by Evi Menachai, since it's starting off as being aser, we're more machmer. Ken kasvat achweinim, this is what the achweinim write, v'chiduk zeh huzker b'toisvis, u'poiskim v'havashba mechlolam, this is mentioned in Toisvis and Chulin, and in the Rashba, v'chalak ben hod b'tis nevela le'el simen peivav, sif gimel da aser u'ben hach dohocho, that Toisvis and the Rashba machalak differentiate between the din of Beitzeth Nevela, that if you find eggs in a chicken that died, that was not properly shechted, so these eggs are aser if they're me'uva begidim. So why is over there the aser? Because we say they're part of the chicken, and over here we say that it's mutter. So Tosfos answers in Chulin these two terutzim that either because it's derabanan over here mekel, or because they're both mutter to start with. So the Shach wants to apply these two terutzim to the question from the premature laid egg. So the Shach says, "Venuli de belav hachi loy kosher midin." Even without this teretz, it's not a question. Mehach da hoikav tanugelos el zonava. There's no question from the egg laid prematurely. The afel gav loy kosher basar, because even though it's not called meat, mekom makoim afilu cholav mamish havi aser mishum eva menachai ilav de golugon kwa eretz zavas cholav adavash. Milk also should be aser because of Eva Menachai, if not for the pasuk of Eretz Zavat Chol B'Dvash. That since the Torah praises Eretz Yisrael that it's flowing milk and honey, so it's not a praise if it's not mutter to eat. So therefore, it would be aser Eva Menachai. So milk would be aser of Eva Menachai unless we have a specific pasuk to matter it. Just as a side point, Eva Menachai Lamaisa is learned out of a pasuk in Re'ei. It says in the pasuk, Perek Yud Beis, pasuk Chav Gimel, Leisechal Hanefesh Im HaBosar. And Rashi over there says, Azhor LaEva Menachai. They learn out Eva Menachai from that pasuk. That's where the Chinuch brings the mitzvah. And even though it's Eva Menachai, as we know, is mentioned in Parshas Noach, and that's where they learn out the Sushir Mitzvah B'nei Noach, Lamaisa, the mitzvah to Klal Yisrael, is learned out of the pasuk from Re'ei. And the place he explains that even though the milk and eggs, like we'll see, is not part of the animal, it's not an aver, still we have a pasuk of hatameim, that anything that comes from a tamei has a din of a tamei. So over here too, since the eggs and the milk come from something that's aser because of Eva Menachai, they have a din of Eva Menachai. And they're only mutter because we have a special limud. So with this he answers this question that, how did Avraham Avinu serve the Malachim milk? If we say that the only reason we're allowed to eat milk is because of the pasuk of Zavas Cholav Advash, and the Goyim don't have the Torah, so how did Avraham Avinu serve milk, Chema, v'cholav, to the Malachim? So he answers that the only issue of those things that come from Eved Menachai is from the word HaTameim, which was not given to Bnei Noach. The Bnei Noach don't have that issue. So therefore, to Goyim, it's mutter to start with. And therefore, for the Goyim, we don't need a separate limit to matter it, and therefore it's mutter. So that's just about Eved Menachai. So we see in the Shach that milk would be usher, except for the pasuk of Zeres Chol of Adavash. Ukadil El, Semen Pei Alef, Sekot Nid Beis. That even though we have a pasuk that milk is mutter, hainu mishum the ena mechuber. The Shachar says there's an understanding of the limud. Why is it mutter? Because it's not attached at all to the chicken, and therefore it's not called eved menachai. Then a posush min abosan, it's not separated from the meat. Aval beitzim meuvos umechuboris vade bisur vayukami, but eggs that are attached are still aser because of Eved Menachai, even though they're not meat, they're just part of the animal or coming from the animal. And there's even those that say more than this. There are those that aser the liquid of the milk, that the milk left over after they made the cheese and is cooked, and all the foodstuff of the milk floats to the top. That water that's left over is the Meimei Cholav, like we'll see in Sifches. So according to some, this is the usher because of Eved Menachai. And even though we don't paskin like those paskin, Mahane Taimo, Shenizbaru Lasham, like the Shach explained over there in Simon Pei Alef, Mikol Mokam Vade the Beitzim Uwais Lukuli Alma Asiri. However, Beitzim, eggs that are attached, are also according to everybody, Mishim Eved Menachai. Vo'oit Kosov Rabbeinu Tam, that Afilu Beitzim Mamasha Yuasu Reis Mishim Eved Menachai. Eggs themselves also would be asr because of Eved Menachai, if not for the pasuk that permits it. The Gilim Mashua says the pasuk is Vashiloch Hakan Tikach Lecha V'Lekvavecha. You should take them for you to eat, and not for your dog to eat. So you see, you could take the eggs and eat them, but if not for the pasuk, they would be asr. Ukumachu Kosu Asharim Simim Pesamach Dalad V'Shar Paiskim Al Shmoy. V'Mkein Vade Kishen Meuis V'Delegolu Lankwa De'Asiru Mishum Eved Menachai. However, this is how we say it's mutter eggs because of the pasuk. That's only if it's not attached. But if it's attached, still attached to the chicken, it's aser because of Eved Menachai. And it has nothing to do with whether it has a taste of meat or not taste of meat. Since it comes from an animal, anything that comes from the animal is aser unless we have a pasuk. And even if we have a pasuk, it's only mutter once it's completely detached. And therefore, the eggs, if it's not completely detached, it's aser mishum Eved Menachai. But regarding basar b'chalav, since there's no taste of meat at all, it is mutter. So now let's see the Shach, Sifkot and Yud. The Shach says, Abba im ein lo el chelmoin. The Mechaber says that if it only has the chelmoin, the yolk, it's aser to cook with milk. So the Shach says, Mashma, afal pisha ein mu'a, that even though it's not mu'a begidim, it's still aser. The chol shalei nigmar el ha-chelmoin, kagufa basa ninu, was if only the chelmoin is finished, it's called meat. And the Kosovo Rashba, Dr. Rashba says, Ubesifri, in my Sefer Och Meshach, which is found in the Machon between the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, Harachti Bezeh, I spoke about this at length, Vehalesi de la Chatchilo ein Laechol Becholov Afilu Oisin Shenigmu Bechelmon Bechelmon Beklipasin Racha Adayin, Afilu Enemu Ois. That la Chatchilo, one should not eat the eggs found in the chicken with milk, even if both the yolk and the white is finished and it has its soft shell, and even if it's not mu'uz begidim, it still lechatchila should not be eaten with milk. Ukadas Rashbam v'hamordechai v'haguda pergama de beitza. Like the opinion of the Rashbam and the Mordechai and the Aguda in the first parak of beitza v'hasha'oram simen ayin v'isavehetu ha'aruch u'maharai v'hagoyis jaredua. These are all Rishonim. So all these Rishonim say that it's Aser. That's Lechatchila. But the Shach says, Avol b'di'eved, im nizbash lo im cholav, b'di'eved if it was cooked with milk, nire, the halacha is, kivon de bahag, taflamet hei, pasak Rav Yaakov, the bahag pasans like Rav Yaakov, the bahalachas gdoilois, this is one of the go'inim, v'chein hu b'chol nuschoyes harif, sholofaneinu, this is how it's found in our riff, prepare common the beta, the chain cost of the shilte hagiboyrim, per a kolabosser, the shame of riff, This is what the Shulta Geborim on the side of the Rif says in Parakol Basu and Chulin. V'chein das Ran muchach kein. This is the opinion of the Ran. Emrin agir b'dvar v'parakol abosar. If you don't change his words, like he explains in the Oruch Mishach. V'chein hu das Rav Rav Yonison, shuhu b'baruch haschayim, u'b'chol boy, reish simen kovob, v'chein muchach das Rajbam, v'siyatoi h'nizkorim, da'alocha k'rub Yaakov. All these people hold that the halacha is like Rabbi Yaakov. The lavkein eyefshel yashav asugi to parakama the beitzel ledevrehem. In the Oruch Mishach he explains that when the Rashbam says that unless it has the tarred shell it's aser, he has to be talking about halacha, not explaining the Tanakama. Because if when the Tanakama says complete, he means it has to be complete with the hard shell, so how does Rabbi Yaakov come and say that im hu ma'us begidim it's aser, that if it's ma'us begidim, it's aser. Since when it's a hard shell, it's not ma'us begidim. So therefore we have to say that the Rashbam means la halacha, that unless it has a hard shell, it's aser to eat with milk. V'chein kosev ha'gudo perkei l'trefis semenayin samach beiz l'hedja. V'gam b'yushalmi, pasuk b'hedja k'rub Yaakov, that's how the Yushalmi pasuk was like Rav Yaakov. V'chein mashal k'sas p'shas tilon, v'betavti lishni mahadu l'ukmei b'aisek ha'vasei. The Gemara further on, and beitza brings two lashonos that tries to understand the brisa like Rabbi Yaakov. With the loy keshulta hegiborim shom sheniach b'kusha ma'asher pasuk habif k'Rabbi Yaakov, and not like the shulta hegiborim that asks on the riff how does he pasuk like Rabbi Yaakov. Gam Rabbi Yosef v'shar achronim k'asav stoma d'chol ha'poskim pasuk b'tana kama v'zda einoy. And even though the Rabbi Yosef and the other achronim say that everyone pasuk like the tana kama, that's not true. Like Moshe k'savti. K'var chachti d'ha ikur d'gmuris hanu shenigmuru b'chomen b'chalboin. And they also explain that nigma means with the chelmoin and the chelboin. Nira. So I'm taking out the word nira here, but he's going back to how he started this sentence, that he wants to say, b'di'eved im nizbashlum cholov, b'di'eved if it was cooked with milk, what's it then? Nira, because of all what we just said, all these mishonim, the pasang lak of Yaakov, de'im oisim shakli pasan racha mu'urois, that if it has a soft shell, and it's mu'urois, Afilu diavet aser. Even with diavet it's aser because there's many achonim that pass like a Yaakov. Vim ena meruais mutter, but if it's not meruais, it's mutter. Aval oisen akatanim shal enigmo ela bechomin levad, but those smaller eggs that all they have is the yolk, afilu ena meruais aser. Even if it's not meruais, it's aser, afilu bediavet. Teku guf ha-basar ninu. Because it's like the guf ha-basar, it's like meat, and therefore it's aser to cook with milk. Nechaim pasuk betar schatas klau ayin. Ela shal echiluk sham ben meruais oilav, and the Taras Chassis does not differentiate between mu'us or not, and it says that if it just has the yolk, it's aser. Or mashmasham b'dvar, the oisin shenigrum v'chelmoin v'chelboin, afil mu'us mutu b'diavid. It seems from the Taras Chassis that even those that are complete with the yolk and the white is mutu, even if it's mu'us. Va'ikul kamashu k'safti, but the main din is like, I wrote that if it's mu'us, it's aser. It's also tzarchin, why he did not say anything on the mechaber. So the Imabin explains that he says over there that lechatchila it's aser, even if it has both the white and the yolk. So he should say on the mechaber that lechatchila it's aser, because from the mechaber it seems that even lechatchila it's mutter. But the Shach continues, miun nira da'apilu le'nigmar ela hachelmoin, that even if only the yolk is finished, behein mu'uvois, and even if it's mu'uvois, yesh lahakal b'mokam hafzer mu'uba, we could be meklan hafzer mu'uba, u'kahai gavna, or sumo to hafzer mu'uba, shasat chak, dekadayhem rashi v'toisvis v'harosh, v'ator, v'rubbeinu yirucham lismach aleim b'kai gavna. We have many rishonim to be samech on that, even if only the yolk is complete, and it's mu'uvois, then it's mutter. And therefore in hafzer mu'uba, we could be meklan. Gam nearly did Ladaita Mu'uis, Haino Oizanakhtanim, Shenigmu Machelmoin, Levad Hamu'uim, Umchaborim Babasa Shedra. That when it says Mu'uis means it's those that are attached to the Shedra. Would you look at Mashukasa, Beis Yeser, the source at Torah, Bishemashi, Haino Kishapirish, Menhabasar, Hashedra, the Isbeis Shuraiki Simki. Not like the Torah says that Mu'uis means that it has the red streaks. Vachwab Nimshachai Terzov, and the Lavush follows the Beis Yeser. The Rashi Gufei Lepirish came because Rashi himself did not explain like that. Like we explained before, that it could be a machlekes between Rashi and the Torah. Gam Belishna Kama or Belishna Basra, Bishas Muchach Behedjid, like Beis Yosef, And from the continuation of the Gemara, it's much more not like the Beis Yosef. Like I explained, that it means attached. And the Mashal is also hard to understand. And he says, the basis of Yutasain Sham. Couldn't explain every part, otherwise it would take us a week to learn the whole sugya really the way we're supposed to. So we'll just take what we could. B'chol medina, Avu Maharai, Kosa v'kumaduma, she'ena noshim noyegas heter. Maharai says that a woman that were noyeg not to be mater, afilu nigmu legamri, gvagama klipa chitzen kosher, legamri. Even if the shell was completed, but they find eggs in the chicken, they did not cook it with milk. Ayin shom. V'nim shachar acharab mashal, mashal follows the Maharai, b'harab v'toriz chatas shom, v'minik ze. Miu. Mashma, midiv marai, midivreim sham, de ene lechoma baalma. We see from the marai, it's only a choma, behilkach bomokam, she'en minig, ein lochosu ze. Therefore, when it's placed with, there's no minig not to eat it, complete eggs. With milk, ein lochosu ze klal, one doesn't have to be worried about it. Rabach bikish limsoi tam de minig, hu din, behendu dvar mechochom. The Bach wants to say that this minig is mikra din, but there is no proof to his words. So that's sif hei. Now, in Siv Vav, I'd just like to talk about one topic, and that's the Rebbe Kiviger and the Ramah. So let's first see the Ramah, a few lines into the Ramah, starting Yesh Oimim. The Ramah says, Yesh Oimim da Asur Lachtis Ha'esh Tachas Kedera Shel Goy. There are those that say that it's Asur to stir the fire underneath the pot of a Goy, of a Gentile. Lefi Sheheim Mevashlim Bohem Pa'amim Cholav Pa'amim Basar. Since they cook in the pot sometimes milk and sometimes meat, and one who stirs underneath the pot will come to basar b'cholav. Since he's stirring, he's cooking basar b'cholav of the bleus of basar b'cholav of the pot into the food. So let's see inside of the kiveger, starting yesh oimim the asar lachtois in the machon it's yudalid. Koshali, Rabbi Kiviger asks. His intention is not to cook the basar b'cholav, only to stir the fire in order that the food in the pot should cook better. But he's not interested in the basar b'cholav bleus in the pot to go and cook into the food. We have a klal in Hilchos Shabbos, which is called psik resha, that when someone is not machavin, if it's for certainly going to happen, it's usher. So this is known as psikeresha v'loyomus. The example is by an animal. If I want the blood, so if I cut off the head and I say I want the blood, even though I'm not machaven to kill the animal, psikeresha v'loyomus, can I cut off the head and it won't die? It will certainly die. So if it's certainly going to happen, it's usher, even though I have no intention of doing it. That's the halacha by psikeresha. So Rabbi Kiviger says that even though over here I'm not machaven, so I might say it's a psikeresha that it's going to cook. That he's going to cook basar b'cholav. He says, no, psikeresha lehavi. It's not a psikeresha. It's not certainly going to happen. D'shemalei bishul hanochri b'kadeva basar b'gam cholav. That we don't know for certain that the Gentile cooked in the pot meat and milk. V'toch leimer. So the Kiviger answers, the dafke b'sofek d'lahabo shemal lo yehei na'asakein b'maisa shaloi. It's the only time we say a psikeresha, that if it's not as certainly going to happen, that it's mutter, that's only if I don't know what's going to happen in the future. Kamoi, goyre o kise v'safsal, if I drag a chair or a bench in the dirt, davi sofek shema begrivoisoi lo yaase guma, and if it's a sofek, then I'll make a ditch. So making a ditch is also on Shabbos. This is the malach of Harisha. So if I'll certainly make a ditch, let's say it's a heavy chair, then it's usher, even though I have no intention of making the ditch. All I want to do is drag the chair or the bench. Then it's usher. But if it's a suffix whether I'll make the ditch, let's say the ground is hard and might not make a ditch, so then we say it's mutter, because it's not certainly going to happen. That's only if my action won't do something in the future, won't cause something to happen. Then we say if it's a suffix psikeresha, it's mutter, if it's enemy skaven. Av suffix the ovar, but a suffix in the past, meaning that the situation is already set up, and I don't know if I'll be doing something that's already there, like we'll explain, kamei hacha. The im yesh begdeiru zu balua basa b'cholav b'chitu zev b'vadi ispashal. If there is basa b'cholav in the pot, then I will definitely cook it. Ela da safek shema ein by blias basa b'cholav, but the safek is whether there is basa b'cholav blias or not. Zemikri psik reisha. This is called a psik reisha. Even though it's not certainly going to happen, but since it's possible that the situation already exists, therefore we say that it's called a psik reisha, even though it's possible that he won't be doing the maisa of basa b'cholav. This is known as psik reisha de la ovar. So since it's psik reisha de la ovar, even though it's not certainly going to happen, still we say that it's asur. So that's one thing. And the Greg continues. V'yesh la'ayin, the talya b'machlekes ha'oruch u'bali ha'toisus b'shabes dafkot gimel. Diva ha'maschil v'ka'obed ba'arad ha'chavrei. Ayin shom. And over there in Toisus in Shabbos, dafkot gimel, he brings the dasa oruch, the dovo she'enem eskaven b'psik reisha, heicha she'enem ne'enem mutur, afilu midu abonon. When I have a psik reisha, and I get no hana out of the psik reisha, it's mutur even midu abonon. U'mash m'sham, afilu b'shabes yisurim kein. And it seems from the Oroch that even by other Isurim, it's the same din. If I do a Psik Reisha and I don't get Hano out of it, I get no benefit out of the Psik Reisha, it's Mutter. The Hom, maybe Raya Mahide Mizalfin Yain. Shu Shah Isurim. It brings a Raya from Mizalfin Yain, which means to pour wine on the fire on the Mizbeach. So even though there's an Isur not to put out the fire of the Mizbeach, and by pouring out the wine on the Mizbeach, you'll be putting out the fire. At least a little bit. It's mutter since you don't get hano, even though it's shari surim. Ein shom. Vimkein hacham mutter d'hein mechavin labash al habalua shel goy. Over here too, you have no intention to cook the blios of basa b'cholav in the pot, but after having psik reisha, and even if it's a psik reisha, mekom makayim haloi nene. Nonetheless, you're not getting hano. Ulem nadasa toisus shom d'asa midra bonon. However, toisus holds that even though you don't get hana, it's also midu abonon, or b'shar isurim near daitayu, das dvar Torah. And by other isurim, other than Shabbos, it sounds from Tosfos stand, it's also min ha-Torah. Ayin v'divrem, b'yuma. Im ken hacha aser. Over here too, it's also according to Tosfos. Ayin by Rosh, in Perek Yudalad, the Shabbos, designed over here in the Machon should be a Dalad. The gamla ha-Oroch, b'shar isurim aser. That even according to the Oroch, the Rosh holds that by other isurim it's aser. Ayin mokan avom, and talking to mokan avom, So far we're saying that it's asur. You can't say it's not a psik reisha because it's only a psik reisha la'over. And we can't say not nene because Tosfos doesn't hold up that. Because Tosfos holds that even if you're not nene, it's still asur. And the Rosh holds that even according to the Oroch, Bashari Surim, it's asur. Ochein, however, l'dasataz or achayim, shukos of shom l'dasator, b'noyal ha'teva v'sofakim yesh v'zvuvim, d'mutu l'noyalai, d'havi dovashen meskavin, that the Taz holds that it's mutter to close a cabinet door that might have flies in it, and even though you're trapping the flies, since you have no intention of trapping the flies, it's mutter. But after having psik reisha, and even though it's a psik reisha, if there's flies there, that when I close the door, they'll get trapped. Mekom mokom dilma ein shem zuvim. However, it's possible that there's no flies, but they have a psik reisha. And it's not a psik reisha, meaning that Taz holds that a psik reisha lo avar, it's not a psik reisha. Im kein l'churva b'nidin nidon, so according to this, in our case, hetu gomer, it's mutter l'gamri. Lo einem eskaben l'vashal kli shal nachri, that you're not eskaben to cook in the pot, ve'efshid einem esecha klav b'lua basa b'cholav, and it's possible that there's no blios of basa b'cholav in the pot, they have a psik reisha. It won't have a psik reisha since it's a suffix, l'sha'avar, according to the Taz, it's not a psik reisha. Kasafti zeh shalai liyas e'isr chomer, I wrote this that it shouldn't be such a stringent iser, because it's very hard to warn those that go from place to place that it shouldn't come to stir the pots of the goyim. So that's one possible reason to be mutter. Another reason that's to matter is because stam kli ain't a binyomo. If we don't know if a kli of a Gentile was used or not, we say that it was not used in the last 24 hours. But they have a klal bishul basa b'cholav, and therefore it's not called bishul basa b'cholav. Because once 24 hours passed, the blios are no santam levgam. They don't give a good taste into the food, and therefore there's no iser of bishul basa b'cholav in no santam levgam. This is tali in the two reasons of why we say stam kli in a binyomo. The time of the Rashba, because according to the Rashba, the stam kli havi sufik sveika. Why do we say stam kli in a binyomo? Because it's a sufik sveika. Sufik loy bishul klal. We have two sveikas. Maybe one sufik is maybe he didn't cook in it at all. V'shema bishul amayim. And even if he did cook in it, maybe he cooked in water. So since it's a sufik sveika, well, then hachan nami kain. So therefore, over here too, we could be mekel. Aval tama tor sham. That is sufik sveika. According to the Torah, that says it's a sufik sveika. Shema loy bishul toich meis leis. Maybe he didn't use the pot within 24 hours. And maybe if you did use it, maybe the issu in the pot, or in our case, the basa b'cholav in the pot, will give a bad taste to the food being cooked now. And not everything gives a good taste, one or another. So since it's possible that the issu in the pot give a bad taste to the food, therefore the food is mutter. That's only by the food cooked in the pot. But to cook now in the pot is all one suffix. Meaning, like this. We will learn in Taruvus, in the laws of Svek Sveika, at the end of Simon Kuf Yud, the Shach has 36 laws of Svek Sveika. And Din Yud Beis, he says over there, that a Svek Sveika is only if it's not Shem Echotu. Meaning that one suffix has to matter more than the other suffix. So he brings this case of the Svek Sveika of Stam Kli Ene Ben Yomei, of the Torah, and he says that the reason it's called a sufik sveika is because the sufik, whether the blios will give a good taste to the food cooked inside, is only some of the foods. And the second sufik, maybe it wasn't used in the last 24 hours, and now the blios are nice and tam lefgam into every food. So the sufik, if it wasn't used in the last 24 hours, is matter more than the sufik, whether the blios in the pot will give a good taste to the food. So therefore, it's a good sufik sveika. So now what we have to understand is why by cooking is it not a sufik sveika? So the understanding could be as follows. When we're looking at the food cooked in the pot, so we look at all the foods cooked in the pot. So the sufik that maybe will give a good taste only matters some of the food. And the sufik, if it wasn't used in the last 24 hours, will matter all of the food. But when it comes to cooking, we have to say, what is this cooking doing? So this cooking will either be giving a good taste into this food or a bad taste into this food. So, both sveikis is the same thing. Both sveikis of whether it wasn't used in the last 24 hours, and now the blias give a bad taste in the food, even if it was used in the last 24 hours, maybe these blias will give a bad taste in the food being cooked. So, it's both the same, suffix, whether the blias in the pot will give a good taste in the food. So, when we're cooking now, we're not concerned about other foods cooked in the pot. And therefore, it's all one suffix. And therefore, Kivega says that according to the way the Torah explains, the Svek Sveka of Stam Kli Ene Ben Yomo will not help us to cook in the pot.